This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, get out your number two pencils.
Oh, no.
Pop quiz.
I hate pop quizzes.
I love this.
Oh, Heidi loves them. That's why I do them. Okay. All right, we're going to ask you a few questions. True, false, so that's good. When you got a pop quiz and you found out it was true, false, you're like, at least I got a 50-50 chance.
I need to sharpen my pencil.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we've told you that for years. This is about sleep. We're going to ask you a few questions about sleep. True or false? True or false, watching TV in bed, rather, is a good way to relax before sleep?
No.
Hawk?
It's true or false, Heidi?
False.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to go with B.
Okay. I asked Hawk because he used to do this a lot.
It is. I used to think it was helpful, yes.
Okay. I know it's not, but I do it because it's helpful for me.
Okay. Here's why it is not helpful for most people except for Kato. Uh-huh. Is the television is a source of bright blue light, which is exactly what century after century of training to our brains has been, this is when you should wake up, is whenever you start to experience bright blue light in the morning.
So I close my eyes.
Yes, but you can still see through your eyelids.
No, I can't.
Because they're not that thick.
I did that for years, okay, though. And I, you know, they had an intervention for me. Mm-hmm. And so I have not done that since. Now, I do have the sleepy sound music or whatever the, you know, the
sound machine.
The twinkle, sleep tinkle machine. Little, mm-hmm. you know.
Tinkle, tinkle, little star is a whole different thing. You should not play that while you're asleep.
It's the rain. The rain, the tinkling
that
down.
That kind.
Yes.
Well, they say that bright blue light is one of the strongest cues to our circadian rhythm. It kickstarts our body and brain to become awake and alert in the morning. It's called a Zeitgeber.
Oh, it's a Pokemon.
Uh-huh. And it's the strongest input to the awake phase of our rhythm.
Okay.
All right. True or false, drinking booze before bed will improve your sleep?
Oh, yeah.
I know this is false, but it helps for me.
Mm-hmm. We're seeing a trend here, Kato.
Is that true?
It is false.
Oh, okay.
Drinking booze will help you fall asleep, but it will not improve your sleep.
Oh.
It's a very commonly used tactic for people who have trouble sleeping and they have a drink. It's a drug like a sleeping pill, and it's true. It will help you get to sleep, but it disrupts your sleep.
Mm.
It suppresses REM sleep, which is a normal part of sleep that comes on a little bit after you go to sleep, typically 30 to 60 minutes later. And when it comes that the alcohol has gotten out of your system, then the REM comes back at the wrong time, too strong, disrupts things, and you end up not getting a good night's sleep.
Wake up, Kato. Hey, I've got a question.
Would Tom sit in my bedroom tonight and talk me to sleep? Is that it?
If you listen to Tom talk about sleep, do you sleep better or worse? True or false?
That is not one of the questions.
It's like a drug.
It should be.
True or false? If you can't sleep, you should stay in bed and try to fall asleep anyway. True or false?
I think that's true.
I think it's true.
B.
Okay, Heidi, you're correct. They recommend that you get up out of bed after a while because if you lay there and keep telling yourself, I need to fall asleep, you will start to build up stress. You'll associate bedtime with stress, and you'll have more trouble falling asleep. It creates this big circular problem that you create and cause, and it's bad.
That's why it's best to have a drink first.
Well, Kato, they said that's not true,
Hey.
Next up, true or false? Many adults need only 5 hours of sleep or less.
False.
Mm-hmm. That is a myth. They've got a lot of research that says that 7 hours is pretty much the minimum. There are some individuals who can get by on six, but they're far rarer than you think. And 7 to 8 hours, and we know that. We've heard that our whole lives. But it's true. You really need to do it. They say the problem is that not sleeping has been perceived as a macho thing. You're like, I can get by on just 5 hours of sleep. I'm tough. But they found that when they do studies on people who are getting this little sleep, they're performing badly on a lot of things, and they, since they're sleepy, they don't realize they're performing badly.
Well, you've helped to you've contributed to helping that out this morning. Yeah, by helping people sleep a little longer.
I think she's asleep right now.
She's sleep talking.
Tom, there are people driving right now. It's dangerous what you're doing.
All right, and true or false, it doesn't matter what time of day you sleep.
That's true. False.
False. Yeah. It does matter. Sleep is timed. It doesn't just happen. And even if you don't sleep for the whole night, you'll be more and more sleepy all night long. But in the morning, you'll get a second wind because that's when your body is told it's time to wake up.
I hate it for people on the third shift, you know, because they have to work all night and then they have to sleep during the day.
You don't say.
Yeah.
I've always wondered how that works.
No, I'm just saying because you were saying it's important that they sleep at a certain time. And so they're having to sleep through the day. And I don't think you get as best sleep during the day.
I can sleep with the sun in my eyes and a baby crying.
Yeah. It's not as good a quality, though.
It's not a good quality, I can do it.
I hate, like, you know, thinking the stuff. Like, I've got to do tomorrow, and then all of a sudden you're thinking about, you know, I've got to clean out my drawers tomorrow. And then before you know it, I need to go pee-pee. And then, you know, it leads on, and all of a sudden you're thinking about a trailer to Frozen 2. And I'm like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm falling asleep.
That's, that's a sleep remedy right there.
Yeah, I know.
All right, and Cato, finally for you, the snooze button. Good idea or bad idea?
I quit using the snooze button. Now I have four alarms.
Okay.
So it's like a snooze. I just don't have to press anything.
All right. Well, they say the best thing to do is to set your alarm for as late as possible and get up then because the snooze button or setting four alarms actually is causing you to miss out on valuable REM sleep.
I was already awake before the first alarm went off today.
Okay.
I want to ask you, and this is not part of the test. Okay,
okay, good.
I just want to see if you guys are, see if you're normal. When you get up in the middle of the night and you have to go pee-pee, do you still keep your eyes closed while you're going to the bathroom?
Well, like,
true or false?
No. And you always sit down because you can still get a couple winks in while you're going to the bathroom.
I mean, I keep them open walking to the bathroom, but I have to agree, I sit and close my eyes.
See, I'm the opposite.
So what? I keep
them closed when I'm walking to the bathroom, but I open them when I get there.
Oh, okay.
So you guys get up.
True or false?
You're not getting good sleep, Heidi.
No.
I know. Except for this morning, I got great sleep. Thanks, Tom.
Heidi's got a waterbed, y'all.
No, she does, doesn't she?
Wow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.